He sits, as he has on many previous evenings, watching the computer terminal, and waits. He knows it is only a matter of time until she will sign on again. It's always the same with the Lonely Hearts. They are online every night, searching this new singles bar of the 1990s, looking for Mr. Right. Half interested, he reads the lines as they scroll off the screen. Although he has been doing this for over a year, it never ceases to amaze him. The confidences people will reveal to total strangers. He supposes they feel safe in anonymity. Yet, he knows if he handles the conversations right, the desperate ones will tell him everything about themselves. It is only a matter of gaining their trust. These women are so gullible. The woman rushes into the small apartment, not bothering to take the time to feed her cat. She had promised Wanderer that she would sign online by 8 o'clock. It was now 9:07. While waiting for the computer to boot up, she cursed Cheryl for not showing up at the library tonight, causing her to work over and be late for her date. Once connected, she immediately presses the keywords to locate him. Holding her breath, she let it go only when she finds him in Lobby B, discussing current events with someone of the handle Normal Joe. She waits, nervously, for Wanderer to acknowledge her. Until she had met him, she had been too shy to participate in the conversations, but one night he had noticed her. He made a point to direct all of his comments and statements only to her. Since that night, 3 weeks ago, she has met him here every Friday night, always declining to enter a private room. She did not want to appear too forward or too easy. Tonight, though, is going to be different. She figures she owes him for being late. Tonight, she will go private if he asks.
Ah, there she is.
The man says aloud to himself. He is alone in a small, dark room. The only light comes from the monitor. The white, bluish cast gives his pallor an ashen hue. His eyes are set deep back into the sockets. They resemble a man who is in a fight and lost. The only result are two black eyes. For a moment or two, he decides to let her sweat, make her think he's upset at her for being late signing on. In truth, it makes no difference. He uses his time marking future contacts. By the time he finishes with this one, he will have his next game already in play. Deciding that he has allowed her to suffer long enough, he begins to enter words on the keyboard.
Hello again, book lady. Did you have to work late tonight?
Sure did, Wonder. And sometimes it makes me so upset, especially on Fridays. I'm sure you understand why.
Hey, no sweat. I was late signing on myself. In fact, I just got here a few minutes ago.
Oh, good. That makes me feel a little better anyway. So how was your week?
Same old stuff. Busy as always. So, what shall we talk about this evening?
I'm not real sure, so I'll leave that up to you.
Got her, the man thinks to himself. Now he will just have to play it cool for the next hour or so. By the end of the evening, he hopes he will have not only her real name, but her address and phone number as well. Then, the fun part will truly begin.
Well then, my dear book lady, why don't we play a game of make-believe tonight?
What do you mean, Juan?
Let's pretend that we are about to have our first date. Something very simple, like maybe dinner somewhere nice. What is the best restaurant in your city?
The finest would have to be the Top of the Towers. It's downtown, and I understand it is very elegant, though I've never been there.
Okay, then that's where we'll meet. If it is all right with you, I'll create the room. Then I will instant message you, and you can meet me there. I promise to behave like a perfect gentleman. You know by now that I'm not like some people on this service. What do you say?
I think it might be fun. I'll wait for your message.
A few moments later, he sends the instant message.
Meet me in the tower room. I'll have the champagne ready.
Almost giggling, Emma Spencer begins pushing the keys that will take her to the private room. She hopes she isn't making a fool of herself. After all, what does she really know about this man? He had told her he works in a large hospital. She assumes he is a doctor. When she has tried to identify him online, the service just says that he is from Kansas City. They have both exchanged ballpark figures of their ages. Other than that, and the assumption that he is a gentleman, she doesn't know much. Maybe she will learn more tonight. Watching the screen change to the private room, she smiles as she sees the graphics already on the screen. Beside a picture of a mug, he has written,
"Your champagne, my lady. Sorry about the mug, but for some reason, the glasses in this place are all dirty."
"That's fine, sir. A mug will do nicely."
"And which would you prefer for our meal? Steak, seafood, or a combination of the two?"
"Oh, I don't know. Why don't you order for me, Juan?"
"Well then, let us start with Caesar salad, then have steak and lobster, and maybe finish with strawberry cheesecake. Does that sound all right?"
"That sounds perfect, Juan."
She wonders if this is the type of meal his real dates enjoy. If so, she feels they are very lucky.